Title: Motivic Writing from Movie Dialogue Contours Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going to do something that feels slightly illegal, but is actually one of the fastest ways to write hooks that sound intentional. We're going to steal the shape of spoken dialogue, not the words, not the exact melody, the contour, the rises, the drops, the pauses, the emphasis, the pacing. And we're going to translate that into a motif that feels like it's talking over a 174 BPM roller. Because in drum and bass, the most memorable hooks usually aren't complicated. They're simple motifs that repeat, evolve, and lock into the groove like a piece of machinery. Dialogue already does that naturally. It's a performance map. By the end, you'll have a tight 16 to 32 bar sketch, a dialogue-derived lead motif that feels spoken, a rolling drum groove, and a bass line that answers the lead in call and response, plus some arrangement moves so it actually feels like a record, not just a loop. Let's build it. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar for now. You can switch to quarter notes later once you're editing micro stuff. Make a few tracks. An audio track called Dialogue, a MIDI track called Motif Lead, a MIDI track called Bass, and a drums track, MIDI or audio, depending on your workflow. And set up two return tracks if you don't already have them. On return A, put hybrid reverb with a short, dark plate or room, something in the 0.6 to 1.2 second range, not some huge wash. On return B, put echo set to an eighth note or dotted eighth, filter it dark, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass somewhere around 6 to 8K. We're making DNB, not a cinematic trailer mix. Now, step 1. Pick your dialogue line. You want a line with a strong contour. Think of it like a waveform of emotion. Commands are amazing, because they hit hard and drop at the end. Questions are great because they rise at the tail, which naturally creates tension. Monologue-y lines that have multiple peaks can give you a 4-bar evolving hook without you writing anything complex. If you can't use copyrighted material, record yourself. Seriously, do a voice memo. Act it. Overdo it. The contour matters more than the voice. You're mining rhythm, stress, and shape. Drop that audio into the dialogue track. Warp it. Use Complex Pro, with Formance on. And here is the first big advanced warning. Do not gridlock this until it's lifeless. Beach has push and pull. That's the whole reason we're doing this. So align the first strong syllable to bar 1 beat 1. Then place warp markers to make the phrase generally sit in time, but let a couple syllables land a touch early or late. That micro drift is golden DNB because it creates attitude against the strict drum grid. Now we're going to extract the rhythm of the speech. Think syllable grid. Loop a 1 to 2 bar slice of your dialogue. Listen for the main syllables that feel like hits. Not every tiny mouth movement, just the important ones. The accents, the punctuation, the breaths. If you want to get really methodical, you can even annotate your warp markers. Rename them things like accent, breath, turn, threat. Because that's what the dialogue is giving you, a performance map. And I want you to notice three layers while you listen. Energy contour, meaning how intense or loud it gets. Timing contour, meaning the push-pull of when syllables land. Pitch contour, meaning the general up and down. Most people only copy pitch. Advanced results come from translating all three. So, rhythm first, write down, or just mentally clock, where the key syllables land. For example, bar 1 beat 1 is strong, then maybe a quick one on beat 2 and, then another on 3, then a tail on 4 and. You're basically transcribing speech like it's a drum pattern. That becomes your motif rhythm. Next, pitch contour. And here's the liberating part. You do not need perfect pitch detection. You just need relative movement. We'll do method of first, because it's fast and musical. On motif lead, create a MIDI clip the same length as your loop. 2 bars is a sweet spot for DNB hooks. Now draw notes that follow the rises and falls of the voice. When the voice lifts, go up a step or two. When it drops, go down, often to the root or the fifth. And keep it minimal, 3 to 6 notes total. If you find yourself writing 12 notes, you're not extracting a contour anymore. You're noodling. Stop and simplify. If you want a more literal option, you can right-click the dialogue clip and convert melody to new MIDI track. Ableton will spit out a messy MIDI interpretation. Then you clean it. Delete noise notes. Reduce to dominant notes per syllable. And if you quantize, do it lightly. 16th grid, maybe 50 to 70% strength. You're trying to keep speech timing, not flatten it. Now, we're going to lock this into drum and bass phrasing. This is where it becomes a hook instead of a loop. DNB loves 2-bar logic and 4-bar logic. So here's your 2-bar plan. Bar 1 is the statement, it's basically your original dialogue counter. Bar 2 repeats but with one deliberate change, one change only. For example, drop the last note down an octave, or shorten the last syllable note, or add a tiny pickup note leading into bar 2 beat 1. That's it. One change. This keeps identity strong. Then your 4-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2 are statement and slight variation. Bar 3. Leave a hole. Bass. Let the drums and bass flex. Maybe you remove one key syllable hit so the listener's brain fills it in. Bar 4. The strongest ending. Either land hard on the root for impact, or do a question rise into the drop. That 4-bar arc is basically storytelling. It's call, reminder, suspense, punchline. Now sound design. We're staying mostly stock. On motif lead, load waveatable. Oscillator 1. A basic shapes waveform, something sawish. Oscillator 2. A sine or triangle quietly underneath, just to stabilize. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep it controlled. You want width, not smeared timing. Set an amp envelope that's snappy but not clicky. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds, sustain lowish, maybe 0 to 30%, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. We want it to speak and get out of the way. Then add auto filter, low pass 24, add some drive, like 3 to 6, and map the cutoff to a macro. This is important because we'll use the filter like a mouth, opening on stressed syllables, closing on weak ones. Add saturator, turn soft clip on, drive it 3 to 8 dB, depending on the vibe. Add echo, 8th note or dotted 8th. Filter it dark so it becomes atmosphere, not clutter. Add hybrid reverb, short plate or room. High cut around 7 to 9K, and then the classic DNB move. Sidechain the motif lightly from the kick and snare. Use compressor, enable sidechain, select your drum bus. You don't need extreme pumping unless that's your aesthetic. You just want the drums to stay in charge. Quick advance teacher note, snare respect isn't only don't hit on 2 and 4, it's also spectral. If your motif lands near the snare, it can still rob the snare by occupying the 2 to 5K presence band. So if you absolutely want a motif syllable near beat 2 or 4, automate one of these just for that hit. Low pass a bit harder, reduce unison width, or dip 2 to 5K with EQ automation. The snare needs its spotlight. Now drums. Your motif needs framing. If you're doing a modern roller, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats in 8ths with some 16th ghosting, and ghost snares just before 2 and 4 at low velocity. Use groove pool if you want, but lightly, at 174. Too much swing makes it wobble. You want the drums confident. If you're doing jungle, slice an amen in simpler slice mode and reshuffle hits to make room for the syllables. Here's a really strong advanced technique. Let dialogue pauses decide your drum edits. If the line has a breath, you create a micro break, maybe remove hats for 16th or 8th, maybe a tiny dropout. That creates the feeling that the motif is directing the band, like a film editor making cuts on dialogue. Now bass. This is where your track becomes DNB instead of cool lead over drums. Write bass as call and response to the cadence points in the dialogue. The bass does not need to mimic the lead. In fact, if it mirrors it exactly, you usually get clutter. DNB needs hierarchy. Drums first. Bass second, motif third. So on the bass track, hit the ends of phrases and the strong syllables. Keep the sub steady. Put the movement in the mids. A clean stock chain. Operator or waveatable. Operator is great. Pure sign for sub on osce. Add a mid layer if you want, but treat it as separate. Then saturator with soft clip. Then EQ 8. Don't high pass the sub, obviously. But on the mid layer, you can high pass it so it doesn't fight the low end. If things get boxy, cut some mud around 200 to 350. Then make an audio effect rack that splits sub and mid. Sub chain stays mono, utility width at 0. Mid chain gets distortion and filter movement. Add auto filter with envelope or LFO movement and sidechain the whole bass from kick and snare so it breathes with the groove. Call and response template for 2 bars. Bar 1, bass holds the root, maybe a tiny pickup into the snare. Bar 2, bass replies when the dialogue ends, and a nice compositional trick. If the dialogue ends rising like a question, make the bass end falling for contrast. If the dialogue ends falling like a command, let the bass end climbing into the next bar for propulsion. You're basically writing character interaction. Now arrangement. Let's make this feel like a real DNB record. Think in a 32-bar core. Bars 1 to 8. Intro tease. Filtered drums. And the dialogue clip either audible or heavily bandpassed. The motif is hinted, maybe high-passed. Lots of space. Automate your filter cutoff slowly upward. This is the camera coming into focus. Bars 9 to 16. Pre-drop tension. Bring more drums, but maybe still hold back the sub. Motif rhythm gets clearer. Add a rising noise, snare build, whatever fits your style, but don't overdecorate. Keep the listener locked on the motif identity. Bars 17 to 32. The drop. Full drums, full bass, motif full bandwidth. Then at bar 25, do a variation. Remove the motif for one bar and let the bass speak, or invert the contour for a bar or two. And at bar 32, do a hard stop or a tight cut, so it feels like an edit, not a fade. For impact edits, utility automation is your friend. Quick mutes to minus infinity for a 16th or 8th can feel like a tape cut, and you can put a limiter on the drum bus just for safety. Don't smash it, just catch spikes. Now glue. Make the motif and bass feel like they belong together. Group motif lead and bass into a music bus. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release auto and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a touch of saturator, like 1 to 3 dB. This is cohesion, not destruction. Then do a quick mix check. Is the motif masking the snare crack around 2 to 5K? Is the bass fighting the kick fundamental? Decide who owns 50 to 70 Hz. That decision alone can make your drop feel twice as loud. Now, advanced variation ideas, because this is where you stop sounding like you loop two bars for 3 minutes. Variation 1. Contour inversion, but keep the rhythm. Duplicate the motif and flip the interval directions. Up becomes down. Down becomes up. Accents stay identical. This feels like a response from another character, and it's perfect for bars 3 to 4, or bars 7 to 8. Variation 2. Stress shift. Keep the same notes, but move the strongest accent to a different syllable using velocity and note length. Make one note longer and louder. Shorten the old main note. That mimics sarcasm, doubt, escalation, without changing harmony. Variation 3. Cadence substitution. At the end of the phrase, audition 3 endings. This audio version is shortened for playback.